1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
A Colorado woman
out west again
has been charged with two misdemeanors after a deer she raised in her home gored her neighbor. The woman raised the deer for about a year in her home garage and on her property. 73-year-old Tynette Housley.
Oh, look at the little deer.
I'm sure it was adorable when it was a fawn. Yeah. I'm sure it was, you know, but I still wouldn't want it hanging out in my house or in my garage.
She's been cited for illegal possession of wildlife and illegally feeding wildlife, both misdemeanors, according to the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Department.
So it was a buck, obviously. Gored.
Mm-hmm.
Antlers.
Yeah.
Boy, shouldn't think about maybe I should let this thing go, but maybe when is it too late to turn them loose?
Probably it was too late. It was it had become dependent on
right.
humans.
That's what I mean.
When is attack it? Happened Friday morning when Housley's neighbor was out walking her dog. What does she have to say about it? She was out walking her dog.
Has the deer been let out in the yard too?
The victim from her hospital bed told investigators she was surprised to see a deer following her and was then shocked when it attacked. Now, they say they're neighbors. Is this like 10-acre lot neighbors?
Or four blocks over neighbors, and you don't, you know, what do you know? How do you know right now?
How does your neighbor have a deer for a year and you only just see it?
How many of your neighbors right now can you absolutely 100% say, I'm sure they don't have a deer in their house?
I'm sure they don't have a deer in their house.
Sure.
100%?
Yeah.
Boy.
I've been wrong.
I'm on a wrong streak.
You are. Yeah, it's
so
true. It's a good day to ask you that.
I'll just say I can't.
You're full of doubt. Right. For all you know, three houses down, somebody could have a deer that they're raising in their house.
Boy, you just think you'd know about it.
The
victim from her hospital bed told investigators she was surprised to see a deer following her and was shocked when it attacked.
Who wouldn't be?
The buck knocked the woman to the ground and repeatedly gored her.
Yeah. It's that time of year, right? I mean, does a house-dwelling buck know that it's time to find a female and, you know, get after it with her? Or are their seasons all mixed up when they're just being fed bread every morning?
The victim fled to her home, opening a garage door and finding safety between two parked cars hid there. A wildlife officer responded to the scene and encountered the buck with, this is in quotes, fresh blood covering its antlers.
That's a good visual right there. Just you show up in the buck as, he said covering his antlers. I would have put in my report dripping from the antlers. Now, I have a question. You said she was out walking her dog.
Yep.
Where's that damn dog when all this attacking's going on?
I don't know. It might not be that kind of a dog. It just might be a, you know, nice, friendly lap dog.
Can't you bark a little bit anyway? You know, make some yappy noises?
We can't say it enough. Wild animals are not pets, said Frank McGee, Colorado Department of Parks and Wildlife official said. Feeding deer habituates them to humans. They lose their fear of humans, and that leads to these outcomes that are tragic for both wildlife and people. Injured and orphaned wildlife should be taken to licensed wildlife rehabilitators.
Sure. To the professional.
But how do you become a licensed wildlife rehabilitator unless you've done it?
The state will decide that. They'll let you know.
The deer's stomach contents confirm it was being fed by humans as it contained out-of-season foods.
Wait a minute. The stomach contents, did they destroy the deer? And then
I'm afraid so.
Oh.
The deer was euthanized at the scene.
By
a gun-toting Colorado Parks and Wildlife. I wonder how that that played with 73-year-old Tynette Housley, who raised it.
Heartbreaking, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow, that is, boy, you saved the hammer for the end. You just, you made me ask, what do you mean stomach contents? What?
Yeah.
The, they didn't just return the stomach deer contents. To Tynette?
He didn't pump its stomach. No, they have horrifying. Test the carcass for rabies and other diseases.
Oh, so they need the brain. That's what they get the rabies test from, right? From the brains.
The stomach had out-of-season foods, including hay, grain, corn, and possibly potato.
Deers don't eat potatoes.
Well, this one might
That one did, right, but that was living in a house. I have another question for you, Mr. My neighbors don't have deer in their house.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. I'm in tune with my subdivision. You don't even know if you have an HOA in your subdivision. How in the world would you know if somebody has a deer?
I think I noticed someone out walking a deer.
Maybe they're not walking it. They just let it put it on the back. Here, and I'm gonna introduce this, and then you can tell me if I'm crazy. How do you?
I do wonder what they mean by this woman raised her deer. They said she kept it in her, on her property.
In the garage and in the house, you said. That's what you started with,
garage
right?
And on her property, so. Right.
Was it in the house home. When it was little? And then as it got bigger, she kept it in the backyard? Because
deer her property, would, is it fenced?
Deer can jump like crazy.
Or did
crazy.
She just let it wander off and wander back, and she fed it so much it just got dependent?
I don't know what that means.
I don't think she wants to talk because that will only incriminate her.
The liability aspect gets greater and greater the more she talks? Sure.
Here's a picture of the blood-soaked antlers a grass background, so you know the animal is laying on the ground. It captions a view of blood-stained antlers of a young buck deer that attacked a woman walking her dog on a wooded trail near her home. The deer was euthanized when it was aggressively approached. It was euthanized when it aggressively approached a Colorado Parkson, so it was going to do more harm.
What do you want? Yeah, you want some of that?
Gored this woman.
You want some of that?
Yeah. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife officer comes up, and he's not going to take any of that nonsense. He just blam, blam, blammo, and that thing
They didn't issue me this gun to get attacked by deer.
Oh, you ain't winning this.
Now,
yeah, so the carcass will be hauled off for further test.
Brian, you know that we are coming up on deer hunting season here in Wisconsin. It's just it's less than a month away, deer hunting season. How frustrating is this to hear if you're a deer hunter and you have traveled to the northern reaches of the state, sat in a deer stand in the rain and the snow and the cold and the wind, and come home empty-handed with no deer whatsoever.
Well, yeah, and but this one was primed for a year.
She's walking her dog.
Friendly around humans.
And had to be massacred.
Well, I think of my dad and his deer hunting frustrations for years. Every time I see one in my subdivision. Yeah. And they're dancing around in there like...
Yeah, which brings me back to my other question.
Own the place.
You say that your neighbors... You would know if your neighbors had deer as pet. This is what you claim. You claimed it. You stated it for the record.
Yeah, I did.
You've also stated in the past that you've...
How are we going to prove this one way or another? Are we going to go around knock on my neighbor's doors? Do you have a deer in here?
I don't have to. You do. You're the one who says you know. I said, are you sure? In the past, you have also stated that in your subdivision, you have just seen deer laying under the trees as you cut the grass.
Yeah.
They haven't run away?
No, so like those are the neighbor's deer?
Those, could. Is it possible? I submit to you. Is it possible?
Sure. Possible. Okay. Not very likely.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just asked if it was possible. I asked that that last part be stricken from the record.
You know what's likely and not. You just talked about your whole smell test earlier today.
Sure,
things
the woman,
don't seem to add
the
up.
The woman in Zion National Park in Utah.
If one of my neighbors came up to me and said, yeah, I'm keeping a deer in my house, I'd, really?
Yeah. For what? What do you mean you're keeping a deer in your house?
I might have a few more
questions
to make sure that they were telling the truth.
Yeah. If you're at some sort of block party or little subdivision get-together, maybe the
Meanwhile,
Halloween party.
On the other hand, if I just always saw a deer in someone's yard and it was standing in their garage every now and then, and they were hand-feeding it, and they said, no, I don't have a pet deer, I might wonder about that. The victim was treated at the hospital for serious cuts to her head, cheek, and legs. She was also severely bruised. The deer was euthanized, and the woman who housed it was charged with illegal possession of wildlife and illegally feeding wildlife. The charges carry a fine totaling of $1,098.50. I wonder if she'd talk, if she's paid her fine. 73-year-old woman.
No, because I think the woman who's in the hospital bed is going to lawyer up.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a whole new can of worms, and you don't want to start running your mouth. before that's all settled.
Yeah.
You just go, I have no comment.
It's probably wise.
I
don't know what Tynette was thinking. She just kept a deer and it got aggressive.
Yeah. It got big and it started to attack people. It went nuts one day is what happened.